Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. And our first order of business will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Motion to approve the agenda as revised today.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our January the 28th meeting. And also, can we do the finding of the facts?
Yeah, one at a time.
Okay.
So moved for the minutes.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the minutes of our January the 28th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the finding of the facts of the January the 28th meeting.
Again, motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
Motion again by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the finding of the facts of our January the 28th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, use the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by names and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public record is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed in our old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you are advised that it might be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we ask that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chuck. First case, please.
Case number 11156, Ronald and Lori Rablewski, north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, east of Laws Point Road, being lot 64, Block E, within Swan Keys Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Ronald Rablewski. Address 2707 Valley Nice Drive in Finksburg, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I did. Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I'm representing the applicants, Mr. and Mrs. Rablewski. Mr. Rablewski is with me. They have been in Swan Keys, which is where this lot is located, lot 64, Block E of Swan Keys. They've owned that lot for 6 years. They've actually been in a unit in Swan Keys since the 1980s. If you refer to Exhibit A of the documents I'm giving out, that's a site plan that shows their lot The lot fronts on Laws Point Road. It borders in the rear on the lagoon, which forms its rear lot line. The lot is 40 feet wide. It's approximately 180 feet long. It is zoned GR, and currently there is a older single-wide mobile home located on the property. The applicant is proposing to remove the mobile home and to build a 24.4-foot by 60-foot residence on the lot. That residence, as shown on the site plan, has a porch on the front and an open deck on the rear. This variance request tonight is to permit a 5-foot setback for the new improvements on the right side or the west side of the lot, and that would be for the front porch, the residence itself, and the rear deck. I also had requested a 4.4 variance for a portion of the deck on the opposite side. I believe that is not required. I believe that is permitted as a open porch, unenclosed open porch at the first floor level. So that would be permitted on the other side. Out of an abundance of caution, I included it on the application in case I was incorrect. There will be no air conditioning units or other types of units located in any of the setback areas. The other exhibits that I submitted there, you can see there's just a tax map. There is an aerial photo of the immediate vicinity of the applicant's lot, and then just a plot of Swan Keys. As far as the standards for the variance, the lot is unique in terms of most lots in Sussex County, in that it is only 40 feet wide, making the providing of two 10-foot wide side yard setbacks very difficult in terms of doing a reasonable improvement to the property. And again, I know you're familiar with this situation in Swan Keys. The proposed improvement, the new residence, is going to be an upgrade of what's there, and it is certainly a reasonable use of the property, and it's similar to the other uses that are in the area. There have been other variances granted in Swan Keys, particularly with the 40-foot lots, which are facing similar types of situations. The condition was not created by the applicant. This lot and the surrounding lots were originally laid out as 40-foot lots. And again, it's my understanding that when Swan Keys was originally created, it was proposed to be a mobile home community. And at that time, mobile homes were single-wide mobile homes. The variance would not alter the essential character of the area. The proposed improvements are actually more in conformity with the existing homes in the community. And from reviewing the records, as I said, I believe there's been numerous variances granted on the 40-foot lots in Swan Keys. Also, if you look at the aerial photo, which is Exhibit C of the documents I handed out, in glancing at that, you can see that the existing home that the applicant has is basically the smallest home in the area. A lot of the other lots have been improved with double wides or with stick-built homes that are much larger and certainly wider. And the proposed home is going to be more similar in character with the existing units there. And also the requested variance, the 5-foot variance on that right side, really has a minimal impact because the adjacent lot here, as you can see, there's kind of at the canal, you can see that turn there. The adjacent lot is kind of pie-shaped because it actually absorbs that turn there. And I think you can see from that photograph that adjacent lot or the adjacent home doesn't run parallel with this home. It actually is flared out. So this 5-foot variance, actually, there'll still be a considerable distance between the proposed home on the applicant's lot and the existing home on the other lot. That setback between those homes will probably be greater than most of the setbacks for any homes in that area. And then again, the 5-foot variance on the west side is the minimal that we're asking for and that's needed. And as I said, I believe the deck encroachment on the other side is actually permitted under the code. Is that everything that I stated true and correct to the best of your knowledge, Mr. Robleski? Okay. Gentlemen, that's everything I have to present, unless you have any questions about anything.
All right, I'll see you. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with Mr. Mills.
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Did you say there'd be no air conditioning units at all?
Actually, it's going to be a geothermal system.
Oh, okay.
Which is varied.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Rickard?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,156. It's apparent that the applicant has tried to stay within the restrictions of the GR requirements. The 5 foot, the 24.4 is the only thing he's looking for. Everything else is within the GR requirements. So having said that, I'd like to make the approval. There is a uniqueness to the property, which is 40 feet wide, which is apparent in the rear and in the front. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The hardship's has not been created by the applicant. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,156. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,156 is approved at this time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.